Congressman John Faso, County Executive Kathy Gemineau, and State Senator Kathy Marchione were among the elected officials who toured the flood-damaged regions of eastern Rensselaer County on Monday. The town of Hoosick and the village of Hoosick Falls were flooded Saturday night, causing road washouts, damaged homes and buildings, and a massive cleanup and repair, which is now underway. Rob Allen is the mayor of Hoosick Falls.
We are still in a state of emergency so that we can make sure we can take care of any imminent situations. The Woods Brook, which was running over a portion of Hall Street into the morning and noon yesterday, has now been taken care of. We have some equipment in there, and it's been diverted back to its original course that it's supposed to take through the village. Now, following that Woods Brook throughout the village to its end as it empties into the river, there's a substantial amount of property damage. We're talking about somewhere around 5 to 10 houses. The armory, the Catholic church, and the Rensselaer County building that we have in our village. And at this point now, as we shift back from the immediate needs, we're going to shift into fully assessing what's going on so that we can work with our state agencies who have been amazing throughout this to move ahead. And in addition to that, we have the American Red Cross has been here working with a couple displaced citizens who can't get back to their building right now, and they've been functioning out of St. Mary's, which has been open since it was set up as one of our two shelter locations the night of the flood. And again, it goes back to Father Tom at the Catholic Church. Is a huge thanks to them. We've had so many offers of for help from various groups, people, citizens in the village, as well as I think just about every church basically offered what they can. So it's a you know, as tough it is to go through something like this, and it is a very, very hard thing, especially for people who lost out on things and property and memories, really. It's also been amazing to see the strength and the resilience of this community coming together to try to help each other out.
You toured some of the areas today with the county executive and Congressman Faso, among others. What did they tell you? What did you tell them?
It was a really, really good meeting, and I was really glad to see all of them there and interested. Congressman Faso was there, State Senator Marchione, Assemblyman McLaughlin, County Legislator Kathy Gemineau, and Chris Meyer were there as well. They were a little bit shocked. I know Congressman Faso expressed that in one of his interviews, that he was shocked at the extent of damage. He kind of knew what he was getting into when he came, but he didn't really understand the scope of it until he saw it. The damage is pretty, it's incredible to see the power of the water. And it was just one of those situations where the conditions were right. And unfortunately, this Woods Brook has been a thorn in a lot of our sides for, decades trying to get this figured out. It's one of those bureaucratic nightmares. But, at this point, we have to, in the immediate, figure out what the needs are, but in the long term, strategically make plans so that this doesn't happen again. And I've been grateful to hear from the governor's office, from DEC commissioner, from so many agencies, the Intergovernmental Affairs, Homeland Security. It's just been really incredible to see them come down here, get right in the situation, get their hands dirty, and try to work towards figuring out what our next steps are in the immediate and long term.
Do you expect to make a request to FEMA or a state disaster assistance?
At this point, we're still trying to focus on assessing everything in terms of where the issues are, where the damages are, and trying to put that into some sort of number form. There are programs through the state and through FEMA that are, I think, based on the extent of the damage, and that's going to come back to the assessment of the numbers. So that's sort of our next game plan over the next few days, is figuring out exactly the damage and getting all that stuff assessed.
Hoosick Falls Mayor Rob Allen. Senator Charles Schumer, meanwhile, is urging the Federal Emergency Management Agency to quickly approve any request for help from communities in central New York and the Mohawk Valley, areas that also suffered severe flood damage this weekend.